Des Cahill's here. We're kind of getting used to beating New Zealand in November now, aren't we?
Yeah, we kind of are, but it was our first victory over New Zealand. The All Whites, they wear white, obviously. The basketball team New Zealand is known as the Tall Blacks, which is one of the great sporting names. But anyway, Ireland won 3-1 in last night's friendly. Despite Ireland going behind to a Callum McCowatt goal, the inexperienced side dominated the game from Ireland. Very comfortable winners. They played well, I have to say. I enjoyed watching them. There were three first-time goal scorers for Ireland. Derek Williams of Blackburn, who levelled the game at 1-1 just before half-time. Then in the second half, Preston's Shawnee Maguire and Callum Robinson of Sheffield United, they added two more. Maguire's goal was a great goal from the edge of the box. He was named man of the match. But really, the big talking point for the crowd was the appearance of Troy Parrott in his first start for the Irish senior side. He's doing wonders at Tottenham. He's only 17 years old, and he was delighted with how it went.
Words can't describe, to be honest. All week just training and stuff, and then to finally get out there onto the pitch and see the fans and stuff walking out in that green jersey, it's no better feeling.
You're only 17. You don't look it. You don't act it. I mean, you seemed like unfazed by the occasion.
I just tried to go out and do my best. That's all I can do, and just enjoy it. And everyone's saying in the change room, go and enjoy the game, and just do what I normally do. And that's what I tried to do. And it's good to get the win on the debut. And obviously, I think I put in a good performance.
You ran the line well. You got into the channels, and it was quite a positive performance from Ireland tonight.
Yeah, it was. I think it's good to get to get the win before going into obviously the big game on Monday, and just obviously going into it positive and stuff like that. So it's good, yeah.
Did you feel like you belonged?
Yeah. I didn't want to come off the pitch, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure it's the first of many. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a lovely warm interview. I'm just saying here, at 17, like that's kind of when you're in fifth year in school. It gives kind of a context of what an achievement it is for him to play for Ireland. Elsewhere, England, the Czech Republic, Turkey and France all secured their places at next summer's European finals. England won 7-0 against Montenegro at Wembley. Harry Kane scored a first half hat-trick. France came from a goal down to win 2-1 at home to Moldova. The holders, Portugal, were 6-0 winners at home against Lithuania. Another hat-trick in that one for Cristiano Ronaldo, the 55th of his career and his 98th international goal. Portugal need a draw in their final game to secure a place in next summer's finals. Now, tonight there are two games of huge significance in Ireland's group. Denmark host Gibraltar and Switzerland are at home to Georgia. At the moment, Ireland and Denmark are on 12 points. Switzerland are on 11, but Ireland have played a game more. So if, as expected, Denmark and Switzerland win their home games tonight, the group would change significantly. It would be Denmark on 15 points, Switzerland on 14 and Ireland on 12. And in that case, Ireland must beat Denmark on Monday. The Irish 21s won again yesterday. The 1-0 win in Armenia means Ireland continue to top the group, although Ireland have played more games. Tonight, the Irish under-17s play Montenegro at Turner's Cross in the European qualifier. Now, in tennis, Roger Federer stunned Novak Djokovic to reach the semi-finals at the AP Tour Finals in London. His victory also ends the Serbian's bid to finish the year as world number one. 38-year-old Swiss came through a straight shootout in the group stage with his great rival winning their 49th meeting, 6-4, 6-3. So Rafa Nadal will now end the year at the top of the world rankings. In snooker, the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast saw a surprise defeat from Mark Allen, who lost 4-3 to outsider Alexander Ursenbacher of Switzerland. Ken Doherty was beaten 4-1 by Mark Selby. In rugby, the European Champions Cup gets underway this evening. The opening match sees Gloucester host Toulouse. Of course, all four Irish provinces are in action over the weekend. We'll have more on that later in the programme. In racing, Horse Racing Ireland confirmed last night all registrations under the Supreme Racing Club banner have been voided following the failure of the club's trustee to provide HRI with information requested. It means their 14 horses, including big Cheltenham hopeful Kemboy, will not be permitted to race in Ireland. Duvan made a winning return to action in Clonmel after more than 500 days of inactivity. The dual Cheltenham Festival winner recorded a 9.5 lengths win over Jet in the Clonmel Oil Chase, producing some fine jumping. Now, having won the Unibet Morgiana hurdle at Punchestown for the first time in 2011 with 1,000 stars, Willie Mullins has been unbeaten in the race, winning it three times with the great Hurricane Fly, twice with Nichols Canyon, and over the past 2 years with Faheen and Sharjah. Well, Mullins has a strong hand once again in tomorrow's renewal, with Sharjah bidding to win back-to-back, while 2020 champion hurdle favourite Classical Dream also lines up for the big race. Mullen spoke about his three contenders for the first Grade 1 contest over hurdles in Ireland this season.
It's always the best time of the year in the training yard, the National Hunt Yard anyhow, because everything is fit and well, and we haven't raced them or we haven't galloped them too hard yet, so they're all in real good shape. Classical Dream is good and strong and well. I mean, last year our horses were sort of treading water so much because we didn't get any rain. This year they look to be in the place that I want them at this point in time. We don't want to forget Charger, who won it last year. We don't want to forget Saldier, who fell, I think, going to challenge Esport Allen in Nace last year and broke his nose and kept him out for the rest of the season, but he seems to be fine now and coming back to himself. You know, he's a horse that we thought was good enough last year to be in those type of races, so I'm looking forward to getting him out this year.
Now, today's opening day of Cheltenham's November meeting has been cancelled because of the rain. Courses flooded in places. A second inspection will be conducted today to determine if racing can go ahead tomorrow. But racing does, of course, go ahead in Dundalk this evening. The first race is at 5:15, Brian.
Thank you indeed, Des. Talk to you again in an hour from now.